guys. Welcome in. Welcome back. Just jumping on here for a minute. I'm going to be doing an interview with the channel, The Missing Link. I put the where it's going to be played. I know it's on Rumble, Facebook, and Twitter here. I can paste it in the chat. There's some of the places it's going to go here in about, I think, 8 o'clock Central Time. Let me see here. Yeah, it'll be 9 p.m. Eastern, so I think that's 8 p.m. my time. So here in about 30 minutes or so. And, yeah, I haven't been able to get on, man. I'm kind of been downhill a little bit here last few days. My legs are swelling up real bad. The tumors in my liver are kind of messing me up, so I got to deal with that next week. So we'll hopefully I can get something fixed up here. That's, you know, mainly the reason I ain't been on, man. I've been hurting pretty bad. So we'll deal with that as that comes. Yeah, when I went in for my last doctor visit, I go like every 90 days or whatever, and they did a CT scan. I had a bunch of new tumors in my liver, some in my right lung, and then I had another small tumor in my brain, which I'm not worried about that. We zap that out in one. I go in Monday to get that zapped out. Still doing all my natural, but the natural stuff is not keeping up with the advancement of the small cell lung cancer. It's just too fast. Anyway, I'm going full bore on all the natural, but you know, sometimes you gotta take some of the other poison and then battle the poison so it don't take you out. I think that's why I'm still alive. But yeah, I've only had 4 chemo treatments over the whole year. And they were going to try to give me 3 treatments this week, but my liver was too messed up. Because I was supposed to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and that usually knocks the tumors out fast. And then, you know, I just keep on doing the natural stuff, and it kind of gives me a chance for that to catch up. But this time my liver was too bad, my thyroid was too bad, so they could only give me 1 dose, and it was only like 70%, so hopefully it'll work enough to give me some relief to get some of this pain out of my chest and stuff. Look, I'm doing all the natural stuff, man. Small cell lung cancer is the most deadly, fastest growing. We caught it way too late. You know, it's already metastasized pretty much through both my lungs, my neck, my throat, my brain. I think I'm doing pretty damn good battling it. I've already lost 2 relatives from it 4 or 5 months ago with the exact same thing. They weren't doing the natural stuff like I am. But yeah, when it's growing that fast, natural stuff's not even going to help. You got to go extra steps, and then you got to battle the poison that the doctors give you. Yeah, I'd take a lot of the RSO. I'm on all of it, man. There's nothing you can put in chat that I'm not doing. You guys keep sending me the same things that I've been on since last January. That's why I'm still alive. Anyway, hopefully the little bit that they gave me will calm these tumors down and my legs will quit swelling. I mean, my legs are blown up over the last 2-3 days. They're huge. My legs, my knees, my feet. My pain's let up a little bit in my back, so that's helping. And I just continue to work, man. We continue to fight every day. And we will. We don't give up, man. We pray a lot. And just stick to the thing and keep fighting. But we'll get into more news tomorrow. I got about 30 minutes to get ready. We got some couple articles already coming out. Scientists fire lasers at the sky to control the lightning. That just came out today or yesterday, and I've been talking about this. Well, tons of us have been talking about this for almost a decade now. And then my the other bad luck thing I had is I went upstairs to go grab some GoPro footage and I pulled the cord of my big ass telescope, shorted the power thing out, and it ruined the circuit board in my big scope. So now I'm down two big scopes. So that was like a blow, man. That's like my baby right there. It's all messed up. I haven't posted none of my regimens that I'm doing yet. I'm waiting to make sure it works. I'm not going to give people bad advice. You know, a lot of people say take this and that. If you don't look into the side effects of this and that, just like apricot seeds can help cure some cancers, but also has tons of arsenic in it. Just like the folic acid and the hydrogen peroxide, the food grade hydrogen peroxide, you got to be really careful with that because you can cause brain clots in your head by too much oxygen. So like it's a balance of fighting this stuff. I mean, small cell lung cancer, that's like a 3% survival rate. It's some bad stuff, but I think I'm battling it pretty damn good. I'm still upright. Anyway, I did, even though I ruined my big telescope, I did work on a few other little pictures of the comet. I'm trying to make it like a star trail, but some of these pictures come out pretty freaky, man. It almost looks like a craft. I don't know which one it is. Not that one. That was, see, I'm trying to get it. You can see the tail goes all the way to the top of the picture. It's just not coming in real good. This is kind of, I was trying to do a star trail. And I don't know how to do that yet, but look at this thing, man. It looks like a winged. You got the green comet and then the red flow on it. Pretty freaky. Another version of it. You can almost see the ball, and then you can see another, like where it's piercing the sky. A lot of red to it. I mean, it's the moon's been out, so there's a hydrogen and alpha. That's some of the first ones I took. Yeah, if I get this swelling down, get these tumors to quit hurting so bad around my chest, and I think I'll be fine. I'm still working my butt off every day. I don't give up. Yeah, here's some kind of weird stuff that I caught. The crazy thing is all these photos kind of enhanced that, so you got to see it better. All these photos I've took have been in Kim-ridden skies, man. Here's the skies that I'm filming in. Right here. You got to kind of look up towards the Big Dipper. And I don't think I have the... I don't have that program up. If you download Stellarium, it'll show you on your phone. You type in C/2022 ETX. And then you can just take your phone and it'll... You hold it up to the sky and it'll show you exactly where it is. And let me just see if I got that up and I'll... It don't work very good on my computer, but... Here, I gotta get a drink. Man, my mouth's so dry, I'm dehydrated. Man, I'm drinking tons of water. I'm drinking a bunch of the liver tea to clean your liver out. That's what's messing me up, man. The tumors in my liver are pretty scary. That's how I lost my brother just a few months ago. So that's one of the scary parts. I've seen how fast he went. And that's another big thing about when you're battling cancer, like small cell cancer, man, it's bad stuff. But it's a mental part too. It's spiritual, it's mental. So here's the web version. I don't know if it'll work. Let me try it. Let me try to type in that comment. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. Let me get back to the main. So here's Stellarium. It's spelled Stellarium. If you download it to your phone, it'll have your coordinates. So you type in what you want, and then you just follow the arrows, and it'll take you right to it. But let me see if this will find it. C/2022 22 ETX. Sometimes I gotta delete the ground because it won't show it if it's not below the, oh, there it is. See, like right there, it's right below the graph. I put the ground back, or that's the atmosphere. I put the ground back on. It's right there. Here's the north. It's right here. Now I can fast forward this. So it's 1900 hours. Let's take it on up. Let me take this on up to about 10 o'clock tonight or whatever. Here, I'll just go up to 12. Really, I can't see it till about 4 or 5 in the morning. Here, I'm gonna put about 4 or 5 in the morning. Just cause I got trees. Now you put your, the constellations on here so you know where the Big Dipper and stuff is. So at midnight, I guess this is at midnight, it's going to be right around Hercules. See, here's the Big Dipper right here. So the, depending on the where you are on the map, here's the big, the USS is Major. So it's going to be kind of north of the Alcade star. And directly above Polaris. So if you can find Polaris, it's going to be up high in the sky. It's going to be right here. So if you follow Polaris straight up and then the bottom star of the Big Dipper and kind of look over to the right, that's where that comet's going to be. Binoculars are going to definitely help unless you just happen to have clear skies. And like I said, if you got a phone, the phone app, it'll point you right to you. I'm not doing real good the last couple days, man. Like, I'm freaking out a little bit, but I think I'm going to be okay. Anyway, I don't stop battle, man. They are bombing the sky over here, over Texas. We'll get into the weather maps. I got to get ready. I only got about 20 minutes. I need to go make some coffee and get all that stuff. But, yeah, man, I'm a fighter. I don't give up. I got God on my side. And hopefully he's not done with me. I mean, I'm ready to keep on fighting this new world order. I'm not done. So we'll just keep on going. We'll keep on doing everything we're doing. And just keep battling. That's all we can do. So anyway, come check us out. I don't even know what to interview. I didn't even be able to get ready. This is the first time I've been on the computer in like 4 days since the Sunday forecast. So anyway, we'll give it a shot. I'll probably be on camera. I don't use cameras very often like I used to. I used to have the news desk and all that. I just don't have my office or my recording studio done yet. So, plus if I start looking like crap, this picture is like 7, 8 years old. I'm a lot older and look a little more horrible now. Anyway, guys, armor up. Much love. No fear. And we will, we won't be on tonight, but we'll try to get on tomorrow night or Friday night, definitely Sunday. But if I can, I might even jump on early in the morning. I get up pretty early. I'm off work for the next day or two. Since I don't have to do chemo, I'm just off so I can work on the house. Anyway, guys, armor on, much love. Send some prayers our way. My wife's doing a little better. And we need it. It's like once I go down, she comes up. When she goes down, I go up. So that's just how it is, man. When you're battling, it's a battle between good and evil, man. When you're fighting against the evil always fights back. So we got to fight back harder. Anyway, guys, eyes to the sky, man. Anyway, we'll be on the show here in a little while. Come on over there and join us. Anyway, I'm going to jump off here. Much love, armor up, and we'll see you in a little bit. And here, I'll post them links to the shows again. So it looks like he'll be on Rumble, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, there is no cure, buddy. You can slow it down. There's no cure for small cell lung cancer. You can stop it, you can slow it down, but it's always going to come back. Look, I've done my research, man. I'm a researcher. I wouldn't let the doctors touch me for months until the natural stuff couldn't stop the tumors. That's why you have to take a step farther or you just die, man. You have no choice. You got to do it all sometimes. And even the guys that, some of the guys that had it real bad that beat it with the fenbendazole and the ivermectin, both them guys also took some chemo and radiation beforehand, just like, except for I did it backwards. I did the natural first. It wasn't working good enough. Then I did the other stuff, and then, I kind of think I let up a little bit, and that might be why it kind of caught up on me because I started feeling too good. Anyway, you got to super, don't just think somebody tells you something it's going to work. It's not going to work for everybody. It's all different. Everybody bodies are different. Anyway, guys, much love, and we'll catch you in a bit.